Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and I want to tell you a little something about Cameron Hughes Wine. You know, Mr. O'Mara is back in the wine-drinking world.
Fun, Mike.
Oh, and he's happy,
Fun.
Cameron Hughes, you know him. They find premium vineyards that have a little extra supply. Save some for me now. And they buy extra. Then they sell these exceptional wines at great everyday prices. We're talking $100 bottles of wine for $15 to $20 at chwine.com. You know it's fantastic. And free shipping. You can't miss. Perfect for Valentine's Day. Cameron Hughes even has wine and chocolate gift packs. Who doesn't want that for Valentine's Day? They make the perfect gift. Here's what I want you to do. The only way to get free shipping on your wine order, visit chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left, and enter TMOS. Save a ton of money on shipping and get fantastic wine delivered right to your door. No brainer. That's chwine.com. Click the mic and enter TMOS for free shipping. chwine.com. Don't wait. This offer will not last. And speaking of wonderful stuff, here's Oscar to tell you all about SodaStream.
That's right, Mike. With all that wine, you're going to need some water. Today's show is also brought to you by SodaStream. The best way to live a healthier life is to drink more water. Help your loved ones lead a better and healthier life by giving them a SodaStream sparkling water maker. With a SodaStream, you can transform ordinary water into fresh sparkling water in just seconds. You can even add your favorite natural flavors. Studies show that people drink more water if they have a SodaStream sparkling water maker, which is no surprise because SodaStream makes water exciting to drink. Give the gift of health to your Valentine and help them drink more water this year with a SodaStream. Available at SodaStream.com and at over 1,000 local retailers. SodaStream, water made exciting. And now the show.
Oscar, that was really good.
Ah, I'm thirsty. Get me a SodaStream water, stat.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
greetings.
Jesus Christ.
He's getting his master's degree, Mike.
It's funny. I guess, really it would be growing
not allowed.
Pains, right? This is what we call wonderful,
yes.
Good growing pains.
But right.
We'll remember this day for a very long time. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Wonderful trip back. I want to say thanks to my little guy, Michael William.
Welcome, Mike.
You did fine. I didn't know that I would have the killer headwinds and 45-mile-an-hour wind gusts on the way home as well as on the way up there, but it was
Was it almost as bad on the return?
It was taking off out of National yesterday was a an interesting occurrence.
Doug Kammerer was very, very concerned about the weather.
But he warned us.
He did.
You know what? They warned us on the plane, but the thing is, they sort of warned us. I would like to say to American/U.S. Airways, I would like to say you do a fine job. You seem to have experienced flight attendants and pilots. Your equipment seems to be relatively new. You know,
yeah.
It's not old, decrepit planes. The merger might be working. But
it's
let me
not
explain.
Southwest.
It's not Southwest.
It's not TWA.
Let me say, please, on behalf of all of your clients, all the people that are flying with you, please, it is called a PA system, all right?
Public address.
PA means public address. That means that when you are using it, you are addressing the public and it should be heard. I don't know what it is with Washington, D.C. I don't know where someone, if they're afraid of it. I'm sure nobody likes public speaking. Am I right, fellas?
Oh, it's one nobody of the, likes you know what? That. I believe it is the greatest common fear in the world.
But
it
if you're right, getting says, into yeah. that business, you know okay. you're going to have to do that.
Well, no, they're more about handing out peanuts, I think.
this is a tale. This is a tale
charisma.
Of three public address systems.
Flair.
This Flair. Is the pre-boarding announcement, which was made when we were at the gate. You've all been to National Airport, and you know that it is a complete CF.
Mike, it's
hard to hear.
Ronald Wilson Reagan National Airport.
Ronald Wilson Reagan, or in the case of, I believe, Jesse Humphreys, I happen to read the name tag. I will now be doing Jesse, who made the pre-boarding announcement for our gate, which really, when you add them all up, that might be the most important. That's when they're telling you when and when you can't get on the plane.
Of course. You're in zone five, Mr. Spiewak.
Right. So now I would like to do my impression. Now, for those of you who say, oh, he's just recycling the Metro Man. No, I'm not. These are shades of difference, and I'm going to make every attempt.
No, I'm not.
I am going to make every attempt to make this sound just a little bit different.
All right.
Okay, so this is what I heard. When we were waiting with the baby,
were
probably 20 feet from the podium where they make the announcements for boarding the plane.
Okay, here we go.
So we are in silence. Yes, the U.S. Airline. If they did, well, they just went on phone. So turn on the time panel. Zone 5 is up in the zone of power. At this time, we are doing exchange on a mileage plug and a pantone on channel 4 frequent flyer is on.
Do you think Jesse would
have I waited and I didn't, and I looked at Carla. I said, I want to be honest. Did you get any of that? Did you get any of what he said? And she said no also. And she's got young 30-year-old ears.
Would Jesse have been better suited to just yell?
I don't know what Jesse could have done. I looked at Jesse. Jesse
Hi, Jesse.
He appeared to be a gentleman in his 60s.
Oh.
And that was the first announcement. And then I'm like, I don't know what to do. But as soon as he made that announcement, people began to line up. And then I hear this.
At this time, please have your boarding pass identification ready. Regular boarding will be in about a 10-minute. And passenger requirements to be solicitors.
Yeah.
Any pass, and special assistance begin box time.
That was the way, and that, and
see,
so we figured it out.
Is, one of the flaws in the system, the inherent flaw, is that every
there's my pre-boarding announcement that I just read.
I do believe that every airline says this when you're waiting at the gate, zone one, and anyone who might require any extra time boarding, any which resistance. Is sort of loosey goosey, because anyone could say I require extra
time.
They
have to have that pass
because I'm important.
Yeah.
So as soon as Jesse cracks the mic, all the me generation starts to line up, and the fact that you didn't just goes to show, yes, the crippled. Yeah. You are not
Hobble
a selfish
on
one. Yeah,
hey, right, buddy.
So we sit down and everything's fine. Carla checked gate checked the stroller, and so when she gate checked the stroller, they said you don't have to wait to be zone 5. You can board right now, and it was a really nice
that's
move.
Very
and
nice
I thought
gesture.
That was sweet, and that's when I got Jesse's name tag just to see who he was. We sit down on the plane. First person that we hear is from the flight deck, and he's going to tell us about the flight before we even hear something from the flight attendants. And let me see if I can duplicate that. That goes something like this. This is a different problem. Yeah. This is not mumbling.
And a different PA system.
This
too.
Was the quality of the PA. Right,
okay. It was non-functioning.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your pilot speaking. First, I'd like to welcome everybody.
One of the tweeters were out.
Fort Myers is going to be
They must have blown it out when they were having a rager.
We should have you on the should have you on the ground. Fort Myers.
Broken clouds. Broken clouds.
Right winds.
So we ask you to sit back.
That was the pilot. That was the pilot's
PA.
I looked at Carla again. I looked at Carla again. I said,
"Now
I'm deaf. I've had headphones on for 30 years." I said, "Did you hear what the pilot said? Did you hear what the pilot?" She said, "No, I did not. No, I did not."
Do you
and
think
all of
it
his
would have been appropriate
yes.
if you had stood up in your seat and said, "I'm trying to hear the pilot"?
So you get airborne, and all of the pilot's announcements were like this. And then when you get airborne, it's like.
From the flight deck.
And it was just too soft. He
right.
was enunciating. You could tell he was enunciating, but he was mellow. He was mellow, and the PA was turned down, and they didn't care. Now, we move on to, let me get, that was the captain's announcement.
There you go.
That's
very
tough.
Good.
That's tough to hear. Amount. Tough
now,
to hear.
And Mike
now
hangs
will,
on the pilot's every
yeah,
word.
Needs to hear.
This
mm-hmm.
may be the most difficult announcement of all, because this was the accent I couldn't identify. This was the person I couldn't identify, male or female. I wasn't sure. But the safety announcement went something like this. So here we go. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of CryoScare, please direct your attention to monitors. Bob, we review a smooth 2 purchases. There are 6 emergency exits on the aircraft. To make locate the exit is you. Not the nearest exit might be behind you. Count the number of these exits. Should the company expose sign of pressure lows? Stick him, man. There's for instructions for the cabin crew. Oxygen mask with Duffendale for your seat. Place the mask over your mouth nose. Like they put a strap on tightening if you're a traveling children, make sure they aren't missing sports before helping you cheat. In the unlikely event of an emergency, they'll be allowing you after evacuation and leave your carry-on out of your hand. Life flaps are over in blue. Life flaps are located below the seats and emergency lighting will lead you to a close exit on this line. Lastly, you make sure all carry-on luggage is stowed away safely for the flight. We wait for takeoff. Please take a moment to review the Safety Daddy card and it's a pocket in front of you. And enjoy the rest of the flight, and we hope you have in Fort Myer soon.
And then when he got down, when he landed, I swear to God, he said,
"Welcome to Fort Myer."
Oh, no.
Oh, we apologize. And this was the line. Oh, we apologize for being 20 minutes early.
So he did some shtick.
Yeah, but shtick is no good if it's in a foreign language.
Fort Myer.
Yeah. And and it was pretty something. It was just a really something. That's what it was. So, my salute to U.S. Airways. Start the show, you hump rock.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Okay, non-smoking, two nights, we have you down for a queen.
What are you suggesting,
my
dear man?
Okay, if I could get you to sign here.
How tall are you?
6'4".
Oh.
Thought so. I feel like Alan Ladd at Easter Island.
6'4". Where are you from? Like Norland? Norway?
I'm Irish-German.
Irish?
Like Robert Duvall, the Godfather.
Rockwurst and shillelaghs, paging Dr. Freud.
I used to be able to name every nut that there was. And that used to drive my mother crazy. So I'd go to sleep. She'd hear me in the other room, and she would just start yelling. I'd say, peanut. Hazelnut, cashew nut, macadamia nut. That was the one that was sent her into a, going crazy. She said, "You stop naming nuts. Pine nut, which is a nut, but it's also the name of the town. Pistachio nut, red pistachio nut, natural, all natural. White pistachio nut."
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiber Studios from sunny Southwest Florida and our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, powered by Encore Insurance Services and heard daily for over 5 years at MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, and on your mobile device, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet, even when they don't show up at Jimmy's, because they get it.
They do get
and
it.
And if you're here, you do too. Yes, sir. We had a packed house at Jimmy's, but I was made aware that there were some no-shows where people at the last minute reserved tables and then didn't use their table. That is not cool, people.
No.
I'll talk about that in a second. Our show today brought to you by Pro Flowers. Valentine's Day. Yeah!
Woo-hoo!
It's next week, and you can truly impress her with ProFlowers.com. She'll be impressed, her friends will be impressed, and you'll be a hero when she posts on social media, "How great you are! How great you are!" Get 100 blooms of love with a free glass vase for just $19.99. Better yet, upgrade your order and add gourmet chocolates and a teddy bear for just $9.99 more. Nice!
Nice.
Nice. Just use our code TMOS. Pro Flowers is quick and easy, and delivery on Valentine's Day is guaranteed. Get it done early. Choose the delivery date, and you're done. I've used them. You use them.
The best.
They will get there. The flowers will be the best. It always works. Since Pro Flowers are guaranteed to the last 7 days or your money back, it's a no-brainer. 100 blooms of love with a free glass vase, $19.99, and you can upgrade with chocolates and a teddy bear, $9.99 more. You won't beat this deal. Go to ProFlowers.com. What the hell was that?
My flowers, I heard a boom. My flowers just ran into the microphone.
Thank you. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the top right corner and type in TMOS. That's proflowers.com. Click the microphone, type in TMOS. We've been using that code with ProFlowers for a very
They're
long time.
They're the best.
Mm-hmm. Order now. This deal expires Friday at midnight, and we thank you. Woo! So our thanks to all of you for bearing with us and allowing us to spend part of our day yesterday with Jimmy Cerrito on the passing of his mom. And Jimmy gave his mom a wonderful send-out. Jimmy personally wanted me to thank all of our listeners for reaching out to him. He really has appreciated all of you sending your condolences. And, you know, we were all there yesterday, and Jimmy gave a beautiful, beautiful eulogy for his mother. And we want to say thanks to the listeners Great. That acknowledged that.
Beautiful ceremony and music provided by Jimmy's nephews and nieces. Yes. And
that was so
gorgeous.
Cool.
Gorgeous.
That was beautiful. And, you know, I will tell you, his mom is smiling down at him with that service. It was really, really terrific. And then we didn't stick around for the reception. Rob did for a little bit, but boy, does Jimmy do it right.
You know what?
Does Jimmy do it right?
I don't want to cause always? Any problems, but I'll just say this, is he had set up a spread, and I'll call it a spread,
it was
that
huge.
You're not accustomed to seeing right. in an elementary Catholic school.
Yes.
I'll just say this, yeah. that I saw a lot of people I knew, and one of them was Captain Morgan. And it was, he essentially catered a full lunch for yeah. 200 people.
That's awesome. Absolutely.
Jimmy does it right. What a yeah. great, great afternoon.
So this is after, you know, spending the wonderful Super Bowl Sunday night with Jimmy and Kevin, my buddy Kevin Schaefer, who's on WJFK, texted me. Kevin's got some sort of radar system that knows when I am in town because his lady lives over where my mother-in-law lives, and so I got the text from Kevin. And Kevin
Did
and I
see
text
the big
each other
disc jockey RV come in?
DJ.
Mike's here. So Kevin, I guess, was on JFK last night at 8 o'clock, and Kevin wanted me to call in his show and talk about the game, and I had to text him back and say, well, Kevin, I'm traveling, and but also I probably wouldn't remember most of the game.
Mike, you're not lying. I had to go back and watch the game.
Yeah.
I DVR'd the game. I went back to watch the game so I knew what the hell went on. That's the type of party we had at Jimmy's. Yeah.
Somebody mentioned that at Jimmy's, it's a great, if you really don't care about the game, it's a perfect party to go to. Because Rofo and I had our picture taken with a listener, and you see, like, the game being played in the background, and Rofo and I are completely oblivious.
But
nobody
happy
cared
as a clam.
About the game.
Happy as a clam,
It was
though.
Right when the interception was happening. You're just
and
right there. You're like, eh.
And then Rob informed me that when we were panning Katy Perry, because Rob and I hate everything that's on TV during
right,
the game,
exactly.
That apparently your wife said she actually thought that the Katy Perry show was strong
was
and the ratings
fantastic.
Were incredible.
Yeah, and I, you know, what did
I
we think
it was awesome.
When we saw the dancing shark and hi to the left shark? When we saw the
we'll have the left shark in the news.
We said this is the worst thing I've ever seen, and I said, right. you know what? My quote was, "The press is going to be very kind." Well, the
yes.
press was kind.
I
well,
liked it.
What was the negative? There was just the negative haze over you and me and the
yeah.
halftime show.
Well, I thought her outfit sucked. First of all, I wanted to yeah. see cleavage.
She sure did come out though. Mechanical yeah. lion.
Hey, Rob gets on the PA and says, she's on a lion. That's because the song is called Roar.
That was kind of funny at the time, though.
It really is. It's lowest common
the
denominator.
The Voltron lion was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
it was
cool.
You liked the lion.
That
you
was really, really cool.
All right, get ready for this. This entire discussion will be, I hated it, and Oscar loved
Oscar
it.
Oscar loved it because, you know what? It's very young and hip and cool, and the media liked it. He's a winner.
No,
it was a winner, and Oscar
liked
likes to like a winner.
Hammered. I liked it when I was sober. That's two
right.
for two.
That was a crazy floor.
That was two for
now,
two.
I'll tell
now,
you what,
Bear,
that floor was nuts.
I was like, is that really there or an optical illusion?
Yeah. Todd Bear, actually built that floor. A lot of people don't know that.
Bear with me for my Super Bowl recap because I'm going to be skipping all over the place.
Okay. I'm
going to be going back and forth. But the only moment I have to tell you, I think it's safe to say with the amount of Miller Lite that I consumed, Oscar Santana still wins the award and still
Woo!
Champion, drunkest member of the crew at the at the gathering.
Fifth year running.
Did you remember? So late in the evening, right before we're all going to split, and we got out of there, all of us, relatively quickly after the game. Oscar, did you remember when you took off like a sweatshirt or you had a jacket? And you were waving it around your head. Do you remember,
yeah, remember
when you
that.
Were
that? Like a helicopter?
Like pole dancing.
Do you remember?
That was a lot of fun.
Do you remember that you hit Suge Knight on the side of the head.
He was not happy.
When you did
but
that.
But I said, sorry about that rap you just caught.
That
you
is,
don't
that
want
is,
to get in trouble again.
Oh, no.
I looked at these guys, and I swear to God, this was the quote. The guy that Oscar hit with great. The guy that Oscar hit with the jacket.
No, it was my T-shirt. It was my T-shirt.
Your T-shirt.
But you, yeah. So were you topless?
He was doing this.
No,
he
I had two layers on. I was layered.
Oh, okay, very good.
Yeah. Rob, he was doing the lasso. He was doing
of
the lasso
he
for
was.
No reason. For no reason.
Well, I was doing my Petey Pablo.
He sits there and he waves his jackets around and he crawls in people's laps. That's what he does when he gets drunk. So he's sitting there and he's waving around his head. He hits this guy. And the only thing I heard the guy, and then at this point I'm watching Oscar's back because I began to worry about these two gentlemen.
I appreciate
who,
that, Mike. Very
these two gentlemen
you.
Who, you know, it's just a.
What it, they were,
boy,
Mike.
Boy, was it interesting seeing them at Herndon.
Yeah, you know what it was.
But anyway.
They were a couple of Super Bowl latecomers who came in to check out the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And
they didn't appear to be ordering anything.
No, they just wanted to see what was going on.
So the quote was, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it was something like, I don't care about that. I'll go back to the penitentiary.
Oh, boy.
I swear to God, that's what I heard. And that's when I was just riveted. And I said, please, please leave. Please leave. You're frightening the regulars. But anyway. It was,
the Pats won, Mike. I'm
yes,
excited.
The Pats won. You were yes, very, very happy.
Super excited.
It was, you know, and then, of course, you know, I know that Pete Carroll is catching an amazing amount of grief. Just a little, if I can get a little sports talk for just a second.
At least
here.
Someone on his team is catching.
hey, but the fact is, the 1 yard line and the pass. There have been multiple calls late in the game with the ball on the 1 yard line where they do the trick play and they throw the ball. I am not on that bandwagon of attacking
yeah,
Pete Carroll.
Not in the Super Bowl, though.
Well, you know what, Oscar? I think, you know, instead of, you know, jumping on the guy calling the play,
yeah.
the coach.
Well, he owned
I
it.
Think you maybe, I think you ought to really take a look at your quarterback and that panicky release.
Oh,
that your
clearly,
has.
He was late on the release. But
yes. Well, he's
but
a the, young guy who the, hasn't had a panicky
the
release.
The quarterback.
He won a Super Bowl last year, Rob.
I know.
He's running the play. He could have executed it better, yes.
Yes.
Sure. But
yeah, absolutely.
The coach came out, as he should have, and said, I effed it up. And
well,
I'm sorry to everybody.
But if that play had worked.
If he scored a touchdown, he wouldn't have effed it. That's
yeah,
sports.
Yeah.
That's
and
the
it
way
have
it
been
goes.
And he would have been called a genius for calling
yeah.
that play that is not the expected
Mike,
play. So
speaking of sports talk, and I took some notes. Even when I'm hammered, I'm always thinking.
Of course.
So I'm going to pull them up right now. This is what was interesting. Around right before halftime, right?
Right.
I realized that Pony was there with his wonderful mom.
Right. Glenda mm-hmm. was there.
Yeah. Pony and Glenda were there.
Are we getting right to this
no,
now?
No, no, no. I just thought.
Because I want to get to this. The I had this plan for the body of the
just
show.
Just quickly. Yes. This is a quick snapshot, right?
Right.
Okay,
the halftime scores tied 14-14. I said, weird. I was like, it's like they're sharing the game. It's 14-14, right? It's
yeah, beautiful.
Dead even. I look over at Pony and said, it's 14-14. It's halftime. And I realize that Glenda is feeding Pony. And I said, well, this is awkward. We'll talk about this later.
I don't remember being fed.
Feeding
they're
Pony.
Sharing a sandwich. We'll talk
yes.
about that later.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, and Oscar was very vocal about that. And I believe that may have been the first
Weird.
Time I almost fell out of my chair.
Was that before or after Oscar was handing out advice, lifetime advice to your children?
Oh, you know, I had some great advice.
I have the, you know, I have the highlights here. I have Pony and his mom. I have my mother-in-law lives somewhere else. I'm sorry. I have to tell her. Then I have the dynamic of Oscar and Rob at the end of the evening when Oscar bullied Rob and terrified
bullied.
Rob. bullied Rob into being terrified to leave.
Not
the
terrified.
Game.
You know what? Then, it just wasn't then, even worth it.
And then Oscar began lecturing me, going, all right, mom and dad have to be on the same page.
Yeah, we do.
You had to understand, mom and dad. And Rob was sitting there with his cheeks like fully red, going, Oscar doesn't want me to go yet. And I said, but he didn't. And then I said that to Oscar. I said, let him go. He said, did he come to you? I said, no, he didn't come to me. I said, why aren't you? I walked over to Rob and I said, why haven't you left? And then you were standing
there.
Well, the
game wasn't over.
What did you say to the boy? You terrified this poor lad. You
terrified
him.
Well, the game wasn't over. We were there for the Super Bowl party.
But he had his daughter and she had school the next day. And I said, I was fully expecting that I might even leave myself at halftime if it was a blowout.
You have to go catch a plane. You've got a baby. I get that. You know,
I was going to the funeral with you guys the next
day.
Yeah,
we all look. We were all there when
Rob
came.
I wish I could leave early. I wish it was in my DNA to leave early.
You know, you're better than you used to be, and you're still horrible at it.
I'm still bad. So Jimmy comes up to me. Jimmy comes up to me at the end of the game and goes, I want to get out of here. And it's like, who could blame him? Yeah. Who could blame him?
Well, he had a lot on his plate, clearly.
Yeah. You know, and Jimmy wanted to get out of here. There's so much. These are all like individual things.
Okay, why don't
we're skipping all over the
place. Let me address your question, and then we can go elsewhere, all right?
All right, very good.
At the end of the evening.
You bullied Rob.
I would say there's probably a good 7 minutes left in the game, right? We're in the fourth quarter, right?
And it's a close game.
It's tight.
This is before the circus catch, before the interception, before game changing.
Like, let's all jump up and down or be sad.
Exactly.
This is the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
Rob comes to me and says, hi, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here.
Oh, my God. It's like I'm there.
I'll make sure the stand-ups get home. I think Rofo's going to pick them up, so we're good, right? And I looked at Rob and I said, Rob, it's a Super Bowl. The game's not over. Probably not the best idea to leave right now.
Oh, no.
No, that's not what happened.
First of all, what happened is this.
He looked at me with eyes that looked like an electric cat clock that are just throwing off flipping light. And he's looked that way since John Legend sang God Bless America. Yeah. The first thing he did is he said, all right, man, have a good evening. Hugged me. Said he loved me. I said I loved him. And I went to collect Julia to go. Then he comes back. He's like, hey, listen.
Hey, listen.
He says 7 minutes left in this game. And you don't want any drama. Why don't you just stay? And you know what? At that point, I just said, the way he is, screw it. I'll stay. It's not worth it. And I said, Julia, sit down. We're just going to see the end of the game. And then you come up to me and you say, well, why haven't you left yet? And I said, I'm just going to stay to the end of the game. He said, well, you got to go. But
you know you went into your hands at your side, silent treatment.
Because it was a conflict.
You're terrified of conflict.
But you know what? It was a manufactured conflict, so I was actually a little more pissed than I was bothered with the conflict.
Because initially
you were okay with it, and then you manufactured a conflict.
Oscar realized the man wants to leave with 7 minutes left in an effing game, and it's not just,
Oscar,
hey, we're there for
Oscar,
a game. It's a Super Bowl.
Unfortunately, business Oscar cannot be used in an argument where you've had 750 drinking.
But normally, more than anybody else,
I defer more to business Oscar than anybody in the room.
But Mike,
I have never said yes to anybody in my life more than this Bolivian bastard.
Bolivian business Oscar.
If you ask Rob, hey, what happened at the end of the game, Rob wouldn't know. And that was the most important part.
Actually,
we're on the radio. He was driving home.
I was home in time for the end of the game.
Well, if it was that close, you could have stayed.
Well, no, I went home and I saw it.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you see, but what happened is I said I was going to stay, and I would have stayed, and then Mike was, he was fun, Mike, and he said, you need to go. And then he went to, Julia, I have an order. Make your father leave.
Because I wasn't thinking about you. I was thinking about the daughter.
That's why I wanted to get her
out. And by the way, that game, excuse me, New England, Seattle, Washington, D.C., nobody gives a flying F about that game. Nobody gives an absolute rat's ass. I have been in that room. We've been at five of these with Jimmy's. There are better contests where people are ramped. I mean, amped up
into it.
It didn't. You put Pittsburgh in that game. You put the Washington Redskins in. You put Dallas in that game.
Oh, let's go
you
science put fiction. Else in Buffalo the, Bills.
Buffalo. Oh my God. Buffalo. You know that'll be the year Jimmy will say, "Hey, listen, I'm real sorry, but you can't come this year.
I'm staying home."
Mike, sheer competition though. That Javon Curse catch, the circus catch, to get them close, to get them on the 1 yard line, and that interception at the 1 yard line at the end of the game with 20 seconds left.
Oh, an incredible
finish! You can't write that.
But by that time, our room was three quarters empty. Everybody had left.
True.
Everybody had left because nobody gave a rat's ass. That's the truth. Yeah. I know the NFL wants you to say it's the biggest rated thing.
But the fact is,
overall, it was kind of like meh.
As a game, I thought it was great.
No, the game. Yes. But the game was fine. But I mean,
what
I was
if
at
they
a
just
bar
played the
drinking
last
500 Miller Lights?
What if they just played the last 2 minutes of the game?
I'd love that.
That'd be a lot of fun.
See,
as well.
Then nobody listen. The non-sports guys can't talk right now. For God's sake, I'm a sports fan. I would have loved to see the game. Sure, it was fun.
Anyway, Mike, the game was fine.
It was fine. When we come back, though, we do have to explore a couple of things. Tony and his mom, and I farted on my plane. We'll take a break. Privileges of having a baby. It's like blaming it on the dog. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Michael Merritt Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Edward G. Robinson.
On this week's episode of the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein, man, all kinds of stuff. For example...
Oh, ow, ow. I have a headache.
I'm pretty good at that, I think.
Only you would say that.
We've got some real music, though. You're going to hear music from Prince. You're going to hear music from Dinah Washington and Aretha Franklin.
They're all on the show.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Also, Sharknado 3, hear all about it.
And Tony and Gary call hookers.
But we're just going to do more harmonica.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Do you know that studies have proven that sleep is as important to a healthy lifestyle as a balanced diet and regular exercise? I've discovered the best way to get a great night's sleep, my Sleep Number bed and Sleep IQ technology. I've talked about my Sleep Number bed for years. I love it. I loved coming home to it last night. I loved waking up this morning with my back feeling better than it ever has after being in my mother-in-law's apartment. Anyway, every morning I wake up refreshed. My back feels great, and therefore I feel great. It's the best. Thank you, Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting is a 75 now. Carla's is a 65. Discover a better you with a Sleep Number bed and Sleep IQ technology. Visit a Sleep Number store right now.
Hold it. Hold it.
When? And you can save $300 on a Sleep Number C3 bed during the final closeout. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. Don't forget to smile and tell them Mike O'Meara sent you. So getting back to the game. Yes.
Can I clarify quickly? It's Jermaine Kearse, right, not Javon. Javon Kearse, by the way, from Fort Myers. Right around your block.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, right now, Oscar is suffering under the Javon curse. And he has to find the blood of two virgins to cure it.
Right. And not to be confused with what we see down here in Fort Myers, which is the overturned hearse. But anyway.
And that's
lots
sad
going
when that
on.
Happens.
Great to see all our old friends there. Really, really great to see so many nice people. And everybody came up. We got a lot of pictures taken. It was a wonderful packed house at Jimmy's. But there was a contingent of people that used the reservation number and then made, some last minute. Jimmy got hoodwinked by that and then filled up the lower level of the restaurant with people that had showed up just to stand and drink. And that's not cool, in my opinion. That's greedy. No. That's greedy, greedy, greedy. And, I'm not used to that happening in D.C. But anyway.
These are all the people, Mike, that got in line when they heard the announcement that they couldn't understand. It's me. Oh, it's the me generation.
Yeah. You know what? Here's something I'm going to say. It's a little bit different about my flying experience. I really found both coming and going really, really amazingly kind, gracious, wonderful people who were great to my wife and I and my son. And I am thrilled that, I'm somebody I love to bitch about my fellow men. But the fact is that I really found more often than that, there's this amazing guy that flew down with us yesterday. And Michael is in. I don't do this very often because I don't think it's goddamn funny when I'm telling a sweet story about my kid, but I got to share this one.
All right.
So we're in the gate area. And you guys, I don't know if you've seen it. Michael takes his little plastic golf club and he does practice swing.
Oh, we haven't seen it, no.
All the time. That's his move.
But you've told
but
us about
practice
it,
swing, and I got to show you like this. His practice swing is, he goes, and he turns his hands back in the other direction.
Just like
it's
his
so
old man.
It's so cute. just like his old man. And he takes his hands and he twists them back like this, and it's so adorable. Well, this was something brand new. We get him out of his stroller, and we've got the cheapo little stroller for the airport. You know, the one you can really collapse.
The B-up one.
Yeah, it's not
the super Graco number.
And then they green tag it, and you just gate check it.
They green tag it, and you leave it at the gate. And so he gets out of this, and it's like he's free. And he's so adorable.
I remember this.
He is so – I mean, I cannot even tell you. Was the flight a little tedious? He's a spider monkey on the plane. It's very, very difficult. You know, thank God the flight was 2 hours and not 2 hours and 40 minutes, because 40 more minutes of that, and I think Ms. O'Meara and I would have collapsed at the end, because it's like the hands are like doing everything. He wants to get down. He wants to get up. But he handled it. He handled it okay, and he wasn't screaming the whole flight. But in the gate area, he does this little number where he stands out, and he puts his hands together, and he's going like this. And he's swinging the golf club And he's going to Fort Myers.
Does he have the golf club, or is he just pantomiming?
No, he doesn't have anything.
So that means,
like,
Mike, that means,
you know, when you would see a guy just like, well, kind of working on his
that
swing?
Means, Mike, he's done with the monologue.
Oh. That's exactly it. He does the Johnny Carson move, and about I guess one third of the area, they're laughing at this. They're watching,
sure.
It. And there's this one guy that's really, really cracking up. And this is why you don't judge people, okay? And Carla sits back down next to me, and this guy is a Ken doll, okay? He is wearing an Oscar Santana suit that is three sizes smaller than any suit that Oscar Santana,
right, made by Mattel,
would wear. And he's a good-looking guy, and he's wearing the skinny suit. The suit that I could be in a fat farm for 16 years. And then you'd put me on a raft at sea for 43 days.
Right.
I still wouldn't fit into this suit. Mm. And this guy is wearing this suit. And he was the first one that just was cracking up looking at Michael.
So great.
So Carla is off getting water or peeing or whatever she's doing. And she comes back to the seat and she goes, man, look at that suit. I said, now. Don't judge, because Carla immediately sees this guy and kind of thinks, you know, he looks like Jimmy Fallon, right?
Right.
He's got that kind of look.
That look.
And Carla said, that suit. Look at that suit. I said, that suit, my dear, is not only the style nowadays, mm-hmm. but that suit is also being worn by the very first man that laughed at your son when he was doing the golf swing. So don't judge. So
then
flash
forward. Did he loan the suit to Michael?
Yeah, anybody. Look, you want it? You want the key to my heart, that where I'm going to love you forever? Yeah. You laugh at my kid, or you're kind to my kid.
Exactly.
And I think it's magnificent. We get on the plane. The skinny suit is literally the aisle across from
us. Oh, that's good, though. That's
great. Well, guess what? The skinny suit has a 3-year-old and a 14-month-old.
Oh,
so he's totally trying. So I said, still want to judge? Still want to judge skinny suit? And skinny suit was just
skinny suit.
Now, could I have looked at him like Rob and I normally look at thin men and just immediately hate them just because they're thin?
Yeah.
I could have looked at him like that. I could have done that, but I chose not to. But it was just, it was one, you know, flying up from Fort Myers, then flying back, people were kind of cool, and I liked the vibe. And, you know, it was Monday afternoon, evening. It was a bunch of business travelers.
Sure.
And I thought people were very, very cool with our little guy on the plane. So I wanted to
say
thank you.
That's
and it
excellent.
Almost made the fact that, you know, American/US Air can't, literally, not one announcement was made that I could understand.
I've missed a flight with those bad announcements. I meant to say that earlier. Like, I've missed a flight. I've been sitting in a gate and missed the flight.
I almost did. And you know what? Right. It can be a really important announcement, like your gate is no longer 37B. Yeah. Yeah. It's 12A.
Your plane is taking off last call.
If you want to point out the window, ladies you can see it.
Ladies and gentlemen, flight 7432 to LaGuardia, due to inclement weather, the...
And you see everybody go, what the F? What the F? They don't know what's going on. And incidentally, as we were in the airport yesterday, lots of flights were being canceled on the East Coast because apparently this weather system that the stellar weathermen really didn't know was as strong as it was.
It's winter storm Linus.
East Coast... Yes, that was going to go into a deep freeze, freezing all the weather that had been, we have a front that's going to move by later on. You're not going to mention the fact that front's going to drop temperatures within 25 minutes and everything on the ground is going to freeze.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
It's new technology, especially since they've revamped the computers at the National Weather Center. Apparently, water freezes at 32 now. So it's what it is. It's a sliding scale, and we're all sort of feeling our way through.
But you know what? All in all, the experience, while it could be a lot more difficult, it was not. For the person sitting in front of me,
yes,
it was a tale of two things. Okay, you were either
what row were you
he
in?
It was 12A, 12E. We were 12, the right side of the plane, in row 12.
Okay, very good.
And so it's going to be two things. I know you're sleeping, or you're trying to sleep up in the row in front of me, in the seat in front of me. I'm going to hold him next to me, and he's not going to kick your seat. That's my biggie. He's not going to touch your seat. He's not going to jostle your seat.
It's respectful.
But I'm sorry. I'm going to have a maniac on my hands if I don't let him lift the windscreen up. The sun blinder.
The blind.
There's a name for it, the blind. If I don't let him lift up and close that 750 times between Washington and Fort Myers, I say,
the worst.
Thump, cry. He's just looking for the goblin out on the wing, Mike.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it kept him occupied, for God's sake. And then we brought
I'm sure you felt that way when you're on the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
You could also keep him occupied with a loud clicker.
It was interesting, but he did okay, and then he was very tired, and we had the blessing of there was nobody in between us, so we had the whole row to ourselves.
Oh, that is
so
great.
At one point he lay down, and we put the blanket on him, and he was under the left side of my rather large stomach, so I could not see his eyes.
Cozy.
Yeah.
And I reached down and I
snug-a-bug.
Said, snug-a-bug. Sleeping. And I brushed his cheek with my hand, and he bolted up, and Carla looks at me like, what did you do?
You bastard. You touched him, and now he's going to be awake for the rest of the flight, you son of a bitch. I hate you.
Well, because a brush for me was more like a punch. That's a big hand you got there.
Got a big meat hook.
Grinding his knuckles. Who's a good boy?
Yeah. Are you asleep?
Who's tired?
I could bitch about the flight, but I can't bitch about the flight. And the final thing, now I can say the bad stuff about the PA.
Yes.
And that was the most important thing to me because it was the negative.
Right.
And that's how I roll.
Yeah,
but I will tell you this, the best thing of all, this has never happened to me before. We got off the plane. We get the stroller. We put the kid in the stroller. We take the elevator down to baggage claim with the stroller, and we come around the corner, look at our TV screen. It says baggage claim number 9. We walk down, and our bags are actually on the screen.
Oh, there you go.
What?
On the carousel?
Belt.
They're on the carousel already.
Never happened. Is it because the flight was so light?
Maybe because they were just quick, but it's and maybe I'm.
Did they take it? Did your bags take an earlier
flight? Maybe
someday
I'm going to actually get the instant replays to come on, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And I would play the angels' voices, which I really wanted to play, but unfortunately, I'm too lazy and stupid to get in here early enough to fire up my goddamn instant replays. You stupid ass O'Mara. And I blame one guy. Bill Fleming. All right. Thank you.
The good news is, Mike, you're a pro and you glossed over it. No one noticed that they weren't on.
All right. Hey, look. There's the carousel.
There
thank you very much. There I got
oh,
it.
Oh, there we are. Much
I'm obsessed with the ball. We'll take a break. We'll take about the. All right. We'll talk about Pony and his unhealthy relationship with his mother when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know it, you love it. If you haven't tried Blue Apron, you're missing out. Let's face facts. Everybody's got to eat. The trick is eating right. It's not that tricky. It's so easy with BlueApron.com.
Yes.
They deliver this wonderful food to your door in a box with everything there. The protein, the seasonings, the recipes, the produce, everything. You'll love the step-by-step recipe cards. Prep time for all the meals, 35 minutes or less. It's easier, it's fast, it's less stressful. You'll love it. Say goodbye to frozen dinners and takeout. Say hello to home-cooked, balanced meals. If you're somebody that likes to cook in the kitchen, but you just don't want to dick around going out there to the grocery store, you really have to take advantage of Blue Apron. Right now, they're offering 2 free meals in their first week's box of meals. Just pick your plan. Enjoy this offer, $9.99 per meal for 2 people or $8.74 per meal for families. Just visit blueapron.com/TMOS. I love it. Oh, I want that shrimp paella again. Gee, I wonder if the people at Blue Apron could maybe fight it in their hearts to send me something that I don't want to pay for because I'm cheap. No, it's a deal. It's fantastic. I'm going to actually buy it because it's fantastic and you'll love it too. The offer will automatically be applied before checkout. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Bon appetit.
Yum.
All right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The last thing about the plane before we get to Pony here is that we thought that Michael had a full diaper, and then he didn't, and then we realized
he said,
that
I'll have a full diaper then.
Well, you know what? I thought it was when it became clear to me that it was someone else and not my son, it was kind of like, oh, that's not right. And then I'm like, well, if I'm blaming it on my son and I'm sitting 5 inches away from him, then nobody will know it's not my son. And I went, Super Bowl death beer farm.
Oh, wow.
And you know, Mike,
that used to be one of your pet peeves when you traveled.
That was my all-time pet. I've never released on a plane. I never have. It was the first time. And I, you know, it was just like I said, okay, the boy's next to me. It's time for
Super Bowl death beer fart.
And, and so it was I had, all day I was in that kind of situation, thanks Jimmy's Wings. But it was fun. And so
it's a rich diet.
And yeah, Carla, and incidentally, I'm glad like Carla wasn't being watched by 15 people because Miss Subtlety looks over at me and goes, pantomimes because it's loud on the airplane. Points like pointing at her nose. Was that you? Did you do that? And then I smiled at her and I looked at her.
Now, that is crucial. A lot of times you will rely on pre-recorded sound effects, but you did one of my favorite things just then. You did a live recreation of the whistling fart. Was the fart? Did it take as long as your recreation? Was it a lengthy fart?
It was.
Oh yeah.
Deadly. And exited.
I'm guessing it carried a lot of heat with it.
It was a front loader. It was a front loader, and it exited out of the bag, out from under the bag.
That's very cute. Well, you probably, maybe if you had reclined your seat, not fully, just an inch or two, that changes, you know, the route. You were using anal waves.
Thanks so much. Appreciate that. Yeah. Oh, miss, you might want to throw a little Purell on that seat back there.
Yeah, exactly. Were they leather seats?
Yeah.
Of course.
It's a very expensive vinyl.
It's called Mercedes leather. Actually, I prefer it. Actually, I prefer it.
No. All right. Pony, let's get back to the Oscar observance. So, Oscar, you viewed Pony being fed a sandwich by his mother, and Pony's disputing that.
Well, this is what's great about Glenda. And
we love Glenda, and it was great that she drove all the way up.
Pleased that we had so many parents
there. It was sweet to see her. I saw, when I first got to Jimmy's, I think I was one of the first people to get there as far as the crew is concerned. Mm-hmm. And then I saw Pony's well-documented neighbors that he has.
The Hansons, Mike.
These threesomes with once in a while.
I love her.
The Hansons are great.
She's such a girl next door. That's why we talk about her all the time.
Super sweet, right?
And he looks like, if you ever see the movie, what's the movie with Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts?
Notting Hill.
Exactly.
Notting Hill. Okay, yeah, he looks like a character from that.
Is he looking like the roommate?
So you've
the
got,
soccer playing you've roommate?
Got, no, not the soccer playing roommate, but another person that's in it. I don't know who he is.
You've got the neighbor couple, right?
Right.
So you've got the neighbor couple, mm-hmm. and then I'm like, oh, where's Pony? He goes, Pony's coming, and I said, oh, is he coming alone or is he bringing a date? Waka, 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 waka.
Yeah, right? Stick.
Because mm-hmm. They know Pony. You know, of course.
Yeah, he could bring Patty, Maxine, or Laverne.
Yes.
Nope.
And they said,
bring the ladies.
They said, we're not sure. He might have a date. And he walks to the door, he shows up, and he's there with his date, his mom, Glenda. And out of all people, know what it's like to have a close relationship with your mother, right?
But also,
I have a close relationship with mine.
Yeah, mine. But also, your joke just got 10 times funnier.
Yes. Yeah, so,
when he does show up with a date.
So he does, right?
We're all mama's boys.
His dad is his mom. I'm like, oh, that's sweet. They're going to watch a game together. There was at one point I thought maybe I'll invite my mom out because mm-hmm. my dad's in Latin America again.
Right.
And I said, well, that's probably not appropriate. So I left her at home. And then.
Or you could be like me. I left my mother in a home.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Or you could be like me. So, you could get yelled at by your dad the next day because he comes out, but he figures out a way to get sit next to Mac. He said, you know, I had 200 beers, but the whole time I was there, Mac neither spoke nor moved.
Right. Yeah.
He did move when there was a chance to get a lobster roll.
Yeah.
So
tomorrow we will deal with Mac. Yes, that's an entire show.
I like teasing Pony about his relationship with his mom.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But
Taboo.
Do I really think they're filming another chapter of Taboo? No. Do I really think they're a category on an adult website or multiples? I don't think so.
A lot of people don't know that Matthew's middle name is Brazzer. Did you know that?
I think they're signed exclusively by Reality Kings.
But you're not going to have a Super Bowl. Oscar, you will testify to this.
Testify.
Because you and I have both been in the world of the single man as adults, and you will say the Super Bowl is a hunting ground, too. It is an opportunity. It's like Valentine's Day. Yes, it's like St. Patrick's Day.
Time to make some bad decisions. My team won, let's celebrate. My team lost, let's celebrate.
Right.
Exactly.
So,
my team was eliminated 4 weeks ago. Let's celebrate.
Pony, out of the blue, because I see him hanging out, kind of just mingling around, out of the blue, says, oh, we're going to go take a seat. And I was like, oh, all right. I guess you want to sit down and watch the game, not hang out with
the boys.
He went
to the lower level because there were no seats. And was it your mom mm-hmm. that wanted to sit?
She has a bad back.
Okay.
And what should be said
well, then I understand
is
that
Pony was on a... Taboo. Pony was on a rocket ship to Ginny.
Because he
pounded gin when he got there, and I knew it because what happened is, by the way, Jimmy, trying to fix that loose rail. But what happened is, like, within 12 minutes of arrival, Pony had planted himself like a potted plant by the stairs to go down. And when he does it, he's so skinny. Yeah. He's just like a stick. And he's drinking his martini. And he's
in the corner.
And he's speaking quietly and to no one in particular. And I'll walk by him.
That's about right.
I'll walk by him and I'll smell,
wait a minute.
I'll smell the juniper. Because
he's talking to himself?
A little bit. He'll talk to the crowd.
But he's hoping people are going to listen. Because I'll walk by him and I'll smell the gin and he'll go, well, it's certainly going to fill up. And it's like, it's for me, it's a time machine back to Las Vegas. Yeah. Because I got so much ginny pony. And it's like, well, you know what? A lot of people are going to watch the commercials.
I remember that.
The ginny pony turned into loving pony because
he's very, very affectionate.
He was able to get some seats down on the lower level. And if you're going to sit with your mom, you know, it's cool if you guys sit across from each other or maybe catty corner.
Sure.
Why not sit right next to her?
Well, yeah, you
basically
want to.
On her lap.
Yeah,
so and side by side?
Well, you can't hear each other across the table.
Because all the sweet nothings you're whispering to each other, apparently.
Yes, of course.
Because I swing
around.
Mom,
do you think a lot of people are going to watch the commercials? Now, Mom, the halftime show is Katy Perry. She's a singer.
Hey, it's on for me now.
She's a singer.
Tony was just doing Bing.
Spot this out of the corner of my eye. I said, wait a second. Pony sitting side by side, basically on her lap, and they're eating. That's strange. They're just having a nice meal, but that's fine.
Until I saw
her reach onto Pony's, or it might have been vice versa. Somebody from either Pony or Glenda reached onto each other's plates.
Boundaries were crossed.
And I said, well, this is really strange. So then I make a V-line down there. And I
a V line,
a B line down there, B line, not V. They're not lizards when you peel back their skin. So,
hey, great reference.
Thank you,
Pony. So, did you order your usual that you have at Jimmy's?
I had the Reuben,
the crouton.
No, I had the Reuben.
So he had the Reuben.
I like when he finishes his martini. When he swallows the olive, you can watch it go down.
So I make a beeline to them and I say, what's going on here? Break this up. There's a this is a family establishment.
Right.
And Glenda said, we're just sharing a Reuben. And I said, wait a second.
Oh, dear. That's a category.
Did you guys both order two different courses and now you're just trying each other? Because people can do that,
sure,
right?
Sure.
No, they ordered
I'll
one.
I'll have the Reuben Sanchez. I don't know why I just said that.
What you're thinking of is the Rusty Reuben.
And I realized right away that they ordered one sandwich, two plates, like a couple does.
I'd like some potato trombones, please. I don't know what's wrong with us. We're a sick group.
And I look at Glenda, I said, you know this isn't right. It's just not right. She goes, what's not right? We're a category Oscar, because I think she's fed up with me by this point. Right. And I said, no, I just... This is what couples
playing hard to get.
Couples order. They order one meal and
exactly.
They get two plates.
Well, if there's any member of our crew that needs an entire sandwich, that needs to up his calorie count,
exactly.
It's Tony. But unfortunately, were you vaping or smoking real cigarettes that day? Because I saw you go outside, which would indicate that. Were you vaping outside or were you having real smokes outside?
Well, I had real smokes outside.
Of course
with
you
listeners.
Did. That's when you went outside. There's no room for food when you're getting that nicotine in your body.
Oscar told me the reason Pony went outside is he and his mom were fighting.
You're not going to embarrass me tonight, Mom.
Yeah, not tonight of all nights.
These are my coworkers.
Did she save me a fry?
Have a good time.
They
did
know
your mom
we're
have
in
a
love.
Good time, Pony?
Yes, and that was the most important thing this week. We're kind of going through some family issues right now, and I just wanted her to have a good time.
Here we
and
go.
And I'm glad
here
you guys
we
were so nice to her.
You're the shoulder
you wanna,
for her to cry on.
Do you want to purge at all?
Well, my grandfather and aunt are both dying right now, and it's... Pretty awful. That's her dad and sister. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I'm really sorry that I asked, but that's terrible.
You know what's great is that how do we get this?
So,
all right,
yeah,
show is
that
officially off the rails.
It's nice that with Mac not here, someone can do his job for him.
You know, really, that's right. He's filled the Mac void. That's a
killer. Show killer.
Yeah, you know, your grandfather and your aunt outlived the show.
Yes, they certainly did.
That's I'm sorry that you're dealing with all that. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Gin away. Drink as much gin as you want and enjoy yourself. And
good old Juniperian.
Fantastic time.
It sure is a lot of fun.
You know what's great with somebody who does this in the world of broadcasting, and I've known this for years, and there are ponies on every show because they do this. Pony now is sitting back, and he's done his job.
Yeah, he's done.
He's done his Raymond Diaz. He rings the Raymond Diaz trophy.
F that.
Well, you have won the award. You will get the trophy later on today, which is the show. You know, right now, what you did to what we did. There it is. And then you sit back and kind of go, yep. Because I've said what I have said what I've said that will now deflect anything from me. And we will have to save the show.
Exactly.
Pony, in the future, when something bad like this may or may not be happening, you don't tell us what's happening.
No.
You make up anything else. Just
Or you say, I'd rather not say. It's pretty heavy duty.
Stopped with Mom had a good time, and that's what's not.
But you know what, Pony? It's your life, and I feel for you. And I'm sneezing.
You wanted to purge.
Yeah. Yep.
But what you should do, I mean, but that being said, we're all better for it. Rofo, if you get a chance, call the trophy shop. Have them engrave Pony's golden tombstone. Show killer.
Well, Pony, I'm glad everybody's happy. I'm glad if she was a moment of fun for her, that's terrific.
Great distraction.
Rofo was responsible. Rofo was my keeper at the end of the night, and
like white on rice.
Yes, and he was great, and Rofo's, I trust Rofo implicitly because, I mean, Rofo gave me a ride the very first time he interned for us, and Rofo offered to both pick up and drop off. I said, no, I'll just need you for the drop off. Carlos split a little bit early, and I hung till the end of the game, and then main reason I wanted to hang was to be there for my buddy Jimmy, who just lost his mom, and so I said, Rofo, we'll need you, and all of a sudden, Rofo had an added passenger in the name of Mr. James Cerrito.
Yeah,
isn't that sweet?
That's cool.
And so Carla always warns me that when I am imbibing, that it is the danger of the second location.
The second location.
Is that really Carla's theory? I thought that was a theory that was born out of this show.
No, well, it might have been born on the show. She might have heard it on the show, but she says it all the time.
But it's when Mike is supposed to go home from some bar in Manassas.
But normally
but
there was
another bar in Manassas.
There was a bar on the way.
That's
normally the deal.
So, Jimmy, I think Jimmy made this suggestion as we're getting ready to leave. Jimmy's suggestion was, I think I inquired, Rofo, were you standing next to us? I inquired about the restaurant across the street, the beautiful place across the street that was having an amazing party. Yes. I just inquired about it. How long has that been there?
That place was loud. I mean, you could hear it in the municipal parking lot.
Sopatillas. Patriots fans.
All of them. They might have been watching soccer.
Yeah.
So I said to Jimmy, he said, it's been there for a long time. They're doing having a big party. You want to go?
I don't know, but I sold more wings than them.
Because Jimmy's Jimmy. Jimmy knows the owner and knows everybody and gets along with all of his other bar owners. He's a fabulous guy. And so we trundle across, and it was interesting.
You went in there?
Oh, yeah. So many lights, so many colorful characters.
Was it like cheers?
I would say I described it, and Rofo, because it was late in the evening, I will ask for you to fill in any details, but I described the place to my wife as, yes, it was a bar. Yes, it was in a commercial space.
Bar.
Yes, you could go in there, and it had a legitimate bar with the booze in the back, but I said the overall ambience would be a church hall. That someone had thrown some tables into.
I see. A multi-purpose room.
I'd agree.
It looked like a multi-purpose room.
And I ordered Diet Coke since I was driving, and I was given a can of Diet Coke. They didn't have the soda fountain gun.
That's like giving away money right there.
You got to think about all
money that combination. Money's in the soda gun.
I know the soda gun they had, but it was they were very nice, and we bought around there, and then the owner came over.
Cerveza.
And gave us another round. Isn't that fantastic?
That's nice. Isn't that sweet?
Did they give you any chips or salsa or anything?
Did we get chips or anything
Yeah.
Did we get any food? I just guessed. Did we get chips?
Oh, yeah. You were really into that, and you went off to the bathroom, and Jimmy said, now's your chance to get a chip if you want one.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
I love how my old buddy busts my balls. There he is. Jimmy's been working all day. So Jimmy had, of course, the funeral. So he had to play a little mellower, but I made up for it. I made up for it for him.
Now's your chance to get a chip. Hey, if you want to, you might want to go for it now.
I don't know. There could be none left later.
But it was a fantastic ambiance. People seemed to be having a good time. There were some cowboy hats in there.
How crowded was it?
Well, I think there was probably 45, 50 people in there.
Yeah, I'd say, but they were gathering at the corners. There was a lot of open space in the middle and really packed in the corners.
Were they watching
and a little
the game?
Dancing.
Was
a
there a
dancing.
TV in there?
Yeah, nobody was watching. It was super zoomed in on whatever was after the Super
Bowl.
They
have soccer on? Do they have soccer?
No, it was some drama.
Sabado Gigante?
Yeah.
It was a variety show, Mike.
Yeah.
So we got out of there in relatively short order, and then it was off to Manassas, and I realized at this point that every place that Jimmy was suggesting,
yes,
I said no to, because I said I didn't want to see my enemies.
Oh, oh boy.
Probably for the best. Probably for the best.
I don't want to go there. Now I don't want to go there. Now I don't want to go there. Jimmy said, well, there's a place right near my house. We'll go there.
You guys went out to a third location?
A third location.
Oh, my God.
That's good news.
And we were home by 12:30, right? We left
absolutely,
by
12:30. Absolutely. Very reasonable.
Yeah, so was very. Thank you, Robo. Thanks. And did you get those new wiper blades yet for your car?
Still working on it, saving up.
Yeah, he's trading them
amazing.
Out.
No, he's got a wonderful, his car was clean as a whistle. He got it washed, but his wiper blades are literally non-functional. I don't know how you can see.
Mike, perhaps he needs always a lesson something. In wiping.
Last squinting.
Yeah. I think we all probably know that's true. We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Come back with news you may not need on the microphone.
Here now, I bet you're looking for a little vitamin C. Well, how about double C? As in cake and cookies, brother. All those vitamins and minerals, that's for me, boy. You got your Katie Von Herman, she hates everything. And that Rob Spiewak, well, he runs the board. Yep, this show's a hit. But don't hit your kids. Hit up the internet, cakeandcookies.com. It's pretty hard to beat it. Just like it's hard to beat your kids without getting caught. So give it a try, but save some for dad now. You might accidentally like it. Just like when my kids accidentally walk into a door frame. Remember, cake and cookies is better for your health.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
That's fun.
Okay, 10.
Big win.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
Great.
I'm glad you liked it.
Welcome back to the show now.
Now, hey now.
Oh, God, no, we can't. Beware. Men, beware. It's a trap. You when she tells you, I don't want anything for Valentine's Day, that is a trap. What she really means is, you better get me something for Valentine's Day, Buster.
That's what she means.
Very true.
Save some for Mom now.
Luckily, Sherry's Berries has got you covered with a unique and different gift that she's sure to love. It's a no-brainer. It really is. We love Sherry's Berries. Giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. Starting at just $19.99, that's over a 40% savings, or even better. You can double the berries for $10 more. Just click the mic in the upper right-hand corner and use our code TMOS. Amazing, delicious strawberries. They're huge. They're dipped in chocolate. You will love them. This is what I want you to do. Visit berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Again, that's berries.com. Click the mic, TMOS, and get ready to be loved, my friends.
Nice.
News!
Woo!
Oh. Boo.
Dying.
Let me start it the right way.
Woo! News!
Thank you.
News.
Board up error.
Boo!
Thank you now.
Hey now. You
really
bet it, brother.
Sunday Super Bowl was the most watched show in U.S. TV history.
Wow.
Really?
Wow. Even ahead of the news?
You know,
everyone watches the news.
I know it was a great game. Okay, halftime show, but come on.
No, it's
that's what it is. We are
the
now.
Numbers
that,
don't lie,
we're
Mike.
Because we've been manipulated into
we
it.
Have. We have. It's a cycle. You have to watch it. You have
Not
to watch
Rob.
It.
He can leave early.
That's right.
The previous record
Save
holder.
Save some for dad now.
Was last year's game, which had 112.2 million viewers. Even more people watch Katy Perry's halftime show. That's an interesting
statistic. Wow.
118.5 million people tuned in just for that. That also beat the previous record, which was, once again, last year's show with Bruno Mars. So,
okay.
Okay.
Way to go. Good. The rich get richer. The rich men get richer that own the NFL franchises. Rich. Warren Sapp is an NFL Hall of Famer and former runner-up on Dancing with the Stars. Things are not looking good for him. You all know this story by now.
He's a lover, Mike.
He was in Phoenix now this weekend
I know.
To cover the Super Bowl. And according to police, he was charged with soliciting a prostitute and assault. Allegedly assaulted two women working as prostitutes in a hotel room after an argument about money.
Tough.
That's why you agree on price first.
Yeah, you never fight with them.
Right. Yeah, you don't fight
with
them.
They got the upper hand.
They got a little something on you. There you go. I didn't know if he asked for that, Oscar. The upper hand.
Yeah.
Marion Suge Knight, the former hip-hop mogul now charged with murder, attempted murder, and hit and run, is expected to appear in court tomorrow. Today. Prosecutors filed the charges against him yesterday, alleging he intended to run down a friend and another man after an argument on a movie set Thursday. He is scheduled to appear in court to be arraigned on four felony counts, which include murder in the death of 55-year-old Terry Carter, attempted willful, deliberate, and premeditated murder involving 51-year-old victim Clay Bone Sloan, plus two charges of hit and run.
He's also done. Being accused, Mike, of having a girl's name.
Yeah.
Marion. Just like the mom on Happy Days.
Say that to his face.
No, I won't. You can tell him I said it, but don't give
him
my address.
Bad stuff happening to people. Bobby Christina Brown fighting for her life.
Oh, this is sad.
According to a statement from the Houston family, she was found unresponsive in a bathtub like her mom.
Yep.
And they say, we are asking you to honor our request for privacy during this difficult time. Thank you for your prayers, well wishes. We greatly appreciate your continuing support. Even if she does make it back, they say it's going to be a long haul. And she is showing some signs of improvement, but she's very, very
tragic.
Up,
so tragic. Sad.
The two dancing sharks have been identified from Katy Perry's halftime show. You remember that one of the sharks could dance, but the left shark couldn't. Remember that?
Yes. He was falling behind the choreography.
The two sharks' names on the left, I don't give a shit.
On the
right, I don't give a f-.
Oh,
thank you very much.
You weren't caught up in the left shark frenzy?
No.
It was all over Twitter. I enjoy the shit.
Stromera enjoyed reading the only story that was not cut and pasted. All right. Rihanna has reportedly been hooking up with Leonardo DiCaprio for a while now. Did you know that?
Oh, that'd be a great video.
I did not know
Pretty
that.
Fun now.
Hey, get yourself a little loving on the side.
Hey, how about that? Yeah,
that's for me, boy.
While most women would be happy to have just gotten that far, this is Rihanna we're talking about. A source says she's making Leo shape up because he's, quote, flabbier than her usual lovers.
But
that's
you know what?
True.
Doesn't he still outrank her greatly? She shouldn't be able to boss him around.
Well,
yeah,
he
but,
says
but
apparently
that
he,
ass.
Yeah,
apparently
she got
he's,
that ass.
Tell you that.
He's digging it. They
follow
say
her
he
on
digs
Instagram.
Now, here's one of those unnamed sources. They say, quote, Leo thinks it's all highly amusing. He's never had a girl tell him what to do, so you can imagine how much he's loving it. She wants him to get a six-pack.
Wow. Yeah. The other thing she's requesting is that he acts like his character in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
It goes both ways because Rihanna made a promise to him regarding her body. Quote, Leo asked her to promise not to get another tattoo until she falls in love again.
Oh. Yeah, because she's got professional athletes on her roster and Chris Brown. So,
yeah, well,
there you go.
That's quite an order.
Yeah.
And he's not, he's known, though, as quite the field player. I mean, Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah, he does.
No, yeah.
Didn't he
and
like
dirty
Mike?
He's got a dirty
Yeah.
A few months ago, didn't he leave
Are
a strip club?
Are we going to have
club?
To edit that?
Both of them. Didn't he leave a strip club a couple months ago with like 30 women?
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. That is awesome.
Dirty
Watch
D.
out for Leo now.
Same song for me, boy.
This is not good. And this is I don't think this is a picture she's going to like, even though she took it. Kim Kardashian showing off her naked backside again. This time it's for a spread in the upcoming issue of Love magazine.
Spread.
Yeah.
The picture leaked yesterday. Have you gotten a chance to see it?
No.
Rofo, can you bring up
find
the picture?
Find it
working on it right now.
Because it's not a very flattering picture at all. It's actually pretty pornographic. It's like a cell phone picture a guy takes of his wife after a drunken bar crawl. It's really
Oh, dear.
Cool.
Well, that's not good.
She's wearing a jacket and shoes but no pants. She's bent over, and the photo's taken from behind, and she's smoking. her butt looks blobby and shapeless, and her face doesn't even look like her.
Although you brought up something interesting at Jimmy's. That was one of the few commercials. I think she did a T-Mobile spot. Right. She had one of the few commercials that the bar got silent for.
It went
She's
silent.
Got like an it factor.
Yeah,
I don't understand
and I said that.
It.
That was one of my like drunken proclamations.
No, but it was pretty true. It was.
I agree with that story. She's like the next Marilyn Monroe. People are
Marilyn Monroe.
Did you get it yet, Rofo? It's hard to find.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Oh, let's see.
All right. Let's see.
You have the one where she's lying down?
Oh,
that's not that bad.
It looks like she's trying to sneak into a house.
It's not perfect.
In a doggy door. Yeah.
What do you mean that's not that bad?
That could
seriously,
be worse. I'm not even into those big bums either.
Yeah, but you see the thing
that
is...
That looks like Rofo's ass. Are you
and
kidding
also
me?
I wish Rofo's ass looked like that.
Yeah, we...
Yeah, me too.
Show would be different. But what it is that, I mean, in the average, if you put that up against the average ass, I suppose it's okay. Yeah. But she's built a career on her ass.
Plus, they didn't
that can't get out.
That's like a whole stick of butter hasn't been applied yet. You
yeah,
know?
That's exactly.
Usually it's all shining.
And now a little something, something.
Gorgeous, I guess.
Wow. If you want to go down in a blaze of glory, this is definitely one way to do it. 31-year-old Ruhan Karjan.
Oh, I love
of
this
Hartford,
guy.
Connecticut, my hometown, went to go to jail on Sunday. We're not sure why. He wanted to go to jail. So he walked into the lobby of a police station and asked if he had any warrants. He didn't, so he went to Plan B. He announced loudly that he wanted to go to jail. Then he proceeded to drop his pants, and he started taking care of himself right in front of the police.
That's a problem.
Not okay.
The police report says, citizens in the lobby observed this and ran from the area in shock. But it worked. He was arrested for public indecency and breach of peace, and he was locked up in jail. And apparently, Ruhan is known as a master at baiting the police.
Oh, hey, Joey.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. That's all I got.
Can't do that.
Yeah, got a Tuesday after the Super Bowl. Okay. Let me just say I'm not being Seth Meyers today. Thank you very much.
That's
all right.
Fine.
We'll take a little break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here now.
Oh, no.
Hey, Joe, we should do a parody of those Rob Lowe commercials.
Oh, man, that's a great idea. Who are you going to be?
I'm going to be the cool, good-looking Rob Lowe.
Well, who am I going to be?
Any of the weird, non-cool, good-looking Rob Lowe's.
Well, what am I going to wear?
Where were you wearing it? It works perfect.
Rob and Joe Show hears every week, robandjoeshow.com, the new TMOS app, and on iTunes.
That's awesome. You know, our promos are hitting on all eight today. Wow, fantastic.
Nice.
Welcome back to the show. Small business owners, this is big. Right now at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99. When you enter promo code TMOS at checkout, you heard me right, $9.99 for 500 business cards. Vistaprint makes it easy to create a card that's right for you. Pick from tons of designs, add your info, and you're on your way to a card that's perfect. They're fun to create. You can even upgrade to their signature stock or add a fancy finish or even raised print. Vistaprint also offers tons of other products, too, from marketing materials to custom apparel. Plus, all of their products are 100% guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. With 500 business cards on sale for just $9.99, there's never been a better time to professionally promote your business. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code TMOS to get that offer. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, Feb 3, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
You know, we live in the nation's capital in one of the cities, Washington, D.C., that all the world has their eyes on at all times. So the news media in our town is very important, which right. is why Channel 4, the NBC affiliate, had Jimmy on Friday afternoon. And first of all, I want to play you the setup because this is some fine writing.
Americans are expected to eat more than a billion chicken wings on Sunday. And Northern Virginia's King of Wings is preparing for the big day. Jimmy Cerrito, owner of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, has been voted the top wingman by Northern Virginia Magazine for 4 years in a row now. He'll be serving up wings and other specials for the big game, and he'll also send thousands of wings out of the door.
When she reads, isn't it like watching a drunk trying to figure out when he's going to fall down? Just correcting left and right. Now we're going to have Jimmy's quote, and what I love here is we get serious Jimmy. We
serious
get
mellow
television Jimmy.
Jimmy,
which is not, right. Hey guys, how you doing? Michael Bear is here. Right. Here's serious Jimmy.
Last year we went through approximately 3,000 takeout wings, but we sold another 2,000 in-house. We were close to 5,000 wings last year. That's a pretty big deal for a kitchen this size.
Now, hot wings are the hottest.
Yes, hot wings are the hottest.
Jesus. Damn. Thanks, Pat. Now, hot wings are the hottest.
He is Northern Virginia's king of wings.
By the way, I got the intel on it. I got the intel from EQ at the end of the night. They sold over 6,000 wings.
Wow.
Broke the record. Isn't that wonderful?
They broke the record because Julia was there.
You are ruthless.
Hey, my kids weren't any better. My daughters, Elizabeth and Catherine, they had the kids from the University of Mary Washington over in the corner.
It looked like they were going to die if they didn't have nachos. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. True. It's the only way we can keep the kids at bay.
They packed it in. That's right. And but they had a great time because they both texted. No, they didn't. No, neither one texted.
They must have texted each other. That's exactly what happened. I think, Channel 4 is fine, but I'm all right now, I'm into Japanese news because there's a couple reasons. The Japanese newscast runs a music bed. So, I mean, how can you not like a music bed under your news? Also, they caught this guy. This Japanese politician took like 3 million yen worth of unapproved vacations, and so he had to apologize. Now, I don't speak Japanese, but I think this guy is pretty sincere. Here is his apology. I don't expect you to understand the words, but I think you'll understand the emotion. Let's go to the Japanese news with music bed. So he's sorry.
There's something wrong
with
you.
Very, very sorry.
But also, I mean, the music, doesn't it sound like that's like a workout video?
Yeah, and it's porn. Like this totally inappropriate for that. Can I hear it again?
Yeah, of course. Mike, thank he's very sorry.
It's the Entertainment Report.
That's what Oscar does after every Entertainment Report.
Oh, we've got it now, Mike, the name of the politician. This is a mayor in a Japanese city. His name is Bill Fleming.
You know what? The four people in this room right now.
Yeah, I know.
Love
I know.
It.
Narrowcasting. Hey, but you know what? This is good news.
This is good news, people.
All right, so Motley Crue is doing their most recent final tour, and they're saying that really, really, this is the end of it. You know who they're touring with, Mike? Believe it or not, he's still getting out there. Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper, Dead Babies. Wow.
So Alice Cooper was asked about the fact that it's Motley Crue's final tour.
Their final tour is coming up, you know, and they finish up, I think, in the United States on New Year's. And they said, that's our last gig. And I said, yes, I know, because if it isn't, I'm going to kill you. I just told him, so let me kill you on stage. And that four guillotines, flum, done.
I like Alice Cooper.
He is
and
funny.
He's been at
great
it
golfer,
for
too.
Nearly 50 years.
Yeah.
Think about that.
No, like, really a great golfer. Now, amazing golfer.
Speaking of golf, Mike, let's discuss Tiger Woods, who lost a tooth when he was off seeing Lindsey Vonn.
Last week. The worst golf of his career.
He shot
very sad to watch.
82 at the Phoenix Open, and he had a press conference, and this is what he said to the media.
I'm just doing this so I don't get fined.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was. I was caught right in between patterns.
So, but I think he still has dental coverage, right?
Can
so
he ever come back?
No. Here's the thing. This is the thing that's horrible
He'll
about this
He'll never be
game.
The golden boy again.
This no. game, well, you never know. You never know. But it has been. It's happened with the great of the great. They lose it, and you don't get it back.
Man.
It's a weird psychological game. I know this.
Don't you
I
think
have
at
the
this
years.
Point that instead of Warren Sapp hiring hookers, Tiger should go back to that because maybe that was the X factor. That
I
was,
don't
that was
know.
When he had like that
what
eight,
if Warren
that
Sapp
solid eight girl rotation? He was like, I don't have time to worry about this golf game. I got all this poonanny to get to.
What if Warren Sapp hired Tiger Woods as a hooker?
Then there would be an issue.
Yeah, well, bingo. Maybe, that would be it. The solution. I think it's very sad, and I'm rooting teeth. For him. I'd like to see him come back. I really, really would.
All right, another guy that we've always rooted for, Mike, is Tom Kierine, who is a weatherman here on one of our local stations. And you know what?
The worst.
I try to disregard him,
right.
But this
What's he
morning
conjuring now?
When I clicked on the television and he started in with shtick and being the Tom Kieriniest, I said,
yeah.
I have to expose this because this was before 7 o'clock. I said, Mike must hear this to to double underscore the hatred for Tom Curran.
Well, we had those Howling Wolf wins yesterday. Now the only Howling Wolf is on my iPod. Love Howling Wolf and Muddy Waters, too. No Muddy Waters, though, today. We're going to have a dry sky this morning. Oh. And
I need a reprieve because he does one more mention that's going to make you crazy.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
A banana strawberry sunrise over Capitol Hill, live view from our Storm Team 4 Tower camera zoomed in downtown.
It's a banana strawberry sunrise.
A banana strawberry sunrise. Boo. Seriously.
What is that?
How about getting a forecast correct, you incredible biblical hump?
Oh, biblical
hump. Yes.
Well, unbelievable. I am so pleased that President Obama finally has really weighed in on Deflategate.
You know, I think that if you break the rules, then you break the rules. Here's what I know. The Patriots were going to beat the Colts regardless of what the footballs looked like. The one thing I did not realize, and I'll bet most fans didn't, was that each team prepares its own footballs and brings them to the game. I don't think there's any other sport like that. So I'm assuming one of the things the NFL is going to be doing, just to avoid any of these controversies, is figuring out how the officials are in charge of the footballs from start to finish.
And then as a follow-up, they asked Joe Biden about it, and he said... So we'll see. There is also, I will close with this, a campaign right now. McDonald's is saying you can actually occasionally pay for your order with a hug.
McDonald's, they said from now until Valentine's Day, McDonald's will be accepting payment in hugs. This is great news for anyone who has not heard about the measles outbreak. By the way, you know who doesn't take hugs as payment? Hooters.
Learn that the hard way. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with our show, send anything you want to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And spread the word. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. Got to get out of here. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by On Deck Lending. Attention business owners, do you need capital to take your business to the next level, but you dread the hassle of a traditional loan? Your time is valuable. On Deck Lending understands that. That's why On Deck Lending's loan application process is simple and fast, so you can focus on running your business and not filling out paperwork and waiting endlessly for approval. On Deck Lending uses cutting-edge technology to evaluate your business based on performance, not your personal credit. You will get a decision in minutes. On Deck Lending is 100% focused on their customers with dedicated funding advisors and customer support that make it even easier. They got an A-plus rating from the Business Bureau, the Better Business Bureau, and 93% of their customers would recommend them to a friend. Does your small business need capital for a growth opportunity? Don't hesitate. Visit OnDeckLending.com today or call 888-627-2904 and start the simple application process. It's waiting for you at OnDeckLending.com. That's OnDeckLending.com.
And let's not forget, Mike, that the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Blinds.com. It's time to fall in love with your home all over again. You'll love saving up to 20% off already great prices on top designer brands at Blinds.com. With great offers that change regularly, you'll find exactly what you want and at a price that will make you smile. February is the perfect month to order energy-efficient products to fight that heating bill. From cell shades to insulated draperies to custom shutters, the team at Blinds.com can overcome any wintry window challenge with style. Hey, the big game is over, but did the sun glare on your TV drive you crazy? Keep your view and lose the glare and damaging UV rays with modern and sleek solar shades from Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Mike O'Mara can install them. So can you. Fall in love with your home all over again with Blinds from Blinds.com, as seen in Mike O'Mara's kitchen.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.